Hey, loved ones. Welcome back to another episode of Georgia on My Mind. I am your host, Georgia Davis Baker. If this is your first time tuning in, then I want to say thank you so much for hitting play. I so very much appreciate you. If you are a returning listener, then I want to say, hey, y'all, thank y'all for coming back to kick it with me. Y'all know I love to have company. I hope everyone had a fantastic Valentine's Day. Make sure you love on your loved ones, guys. I hope you spent it with your spouses, your husbands, your wives, your children, you know, your parents, just those in your life close to you who you love. And I hope you love them every day of the year, but if you felt inclined to, then I hope you gave them a little extra love. On Monday, as for me and my house, I give my husband the day off on Valentine's Day because he ate the rest of the year. You know, he give me some good loving all the rest of the year. So I typically give him the day off, but he still goes out and gets me flowers and, you know, a card or something, which is fine. This year he got me not one, not two, not three, not four, but five cards. And I was looking like, okay. But he said that one card just did not say everything that he wanted to say. And my husband is not really the romantic type. So for him to take the time to stand in the aisle and find cards that said everything that he probably typically does not say on a daily was very kind and very sweet. So I had a very nice Valentine's Day. I did have to work. I worked from home. So it wasn't like we did anything. We didn't go out or anything like that. It was just very chill. And it was a good day. So happy belated Valentine's Day to all you lovely loved ones out there. Let's see. What else is going on? What else is on my mind? Well, in hitting the hard right here, I do have some family members that are not doing so well. And I think that's been on my mind stuff lately. I have one aunt who's in the hospital. She's not doing very well. She's battling cancer. She's fighting. And, you know, we're praying for her to pull through on that. That's very unexpected. It kind of just... It's progressed over the last few weeks, and I think it's just kind of hit the gas pedal on all of us emotionally. So we're just pulling through, pulling for my aunt who's dealing with that. I have another aunt who just previously took herself to the hospital because she's really sick. She has a really bad cold, and so we're hoping that it's not the other C word. But yeah. So she's not feeling so well. Then I have another aunt, this one on my dad's side, who has been in the hospital for a few months and will be coming home on Monday. So I'm happy to hear that she will be coming home. But I think as far as myself and knowing that I have so many family members that are dealing with health issues right now, I think it's taken a toll on me. It's definitely, I'm not trying to make any of this about me, but I'm just noticing how I deal or how I cope or how I deal with grief, because there is a level of grief associated with you know, being aware that you have a lot of family members that are ill at the moment. And it's a lot to take in, on top of the fact, you guys know that I'm still dealing with all the issues with my home. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's what I'm still dealing with. And it's about 40% done. And that other 60% is just like driving me up the wall, because we still don't have floors downstairs. They painted, but the stairwell still needs to be painted. The kitchen still needs to be broken down and rebuilt. And the master bathroom still needs to be rebuilt. And so, it's been quite a bit, but you know, we're hanging in there, being patient. Some days are better than others, but you know, we're hanging in there. And that brings me to the topic for the show. I call this show Jackie of All Trades. I would be Jackie. So let's go ahead and jump into the show. I would describe myself as creative. Like I was one of those kids when I grew up, I was an only child, and I stayed with a coloring book. I stayed with dolls and building them houses underneath the coffee table or the end tables. I used to make my cousin make his Ninja Turtles my Barbie's boyfriends. And then they would live in mansions that were made from coffee tables and cardboard boxes. And, you know, like most kids, you just have a vivid imagination. Again, like I said, I stayed with coloring books, always coloring. You know, you go outside. I had a Dukes of Hazzard car. I don't know who got me that car. I don't know if it was my dad or if it was my grandma. But I know me and my cousin, we used to take turns pushing each other and like doing half donuts every time we got to a corner so we could turn to hit the corner so we didn't go in the street. But I just say all that to say that being an only child and having all of those different creative outlets, that creativity has carried with me up into adulthood. And for some time, a lot of the creative outlets that I used to, you know, gravitate to for joy they began to lie a little bit dormant. The only one that I really honed in and focused in on was singing. I spent years, and I mean years, pursuing a music career. Now I say that and as I'm saying it, I'm like, no, I don't think I was really pursuing a music career. I think I was pursuing the idea of a music career. What it really was a very, 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 very expensive hobby. Like the type of expensive hobby that I spent money on studio time. I spent money on, and towards the end of it, I did not have to spend money on studio time. I was really blessed in that way. But I did have to spend money on like photo shoots, and I spent money on trips to, you know, music conferences and things like that. And I went as far as to register myself with ASCAP and as a songwriter. And, what else did I do? I remember at one point hiring a choreographer to teach me how to some choreography to one of my songs that I wrote. And, she and her two other dancers accompanied me to a performance at this nightclub that I used to perform at. And you know, I spent a lot of money investing into a singing career / hobby that, for lack of better words, really didn't go anywhere. And so once that reality began to set in, and I kind of gave up on that singing career / hobby. I think I definitely had a creative block, because for so long I only focused in on music and writing music and, you know, collaborating with other artists, which were local rap artists who always wanted me to sing a hook or something on their song. And that was fine. I mean, like I said, it was fun. I was networking and, you know, I was pretty, at that time, I was becoming known for, you know, my name was Georgia Peach, G.A. Peach. Georgia P, excuse me. Look, I forgot it was Georgia P, and the P was short for Peach. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was something to do. It was something I was good at, and I was really creative at. But once that desire for that career began to subside, I just kind of had like a time when I wasn't really inspired to do anything, because I found myself getting mad at God, because I'm like, why'd you take the one thing that I love? Why'd you take that desire away? I was blaming God for taking that desire away, right? And I had to sit with that feeling for like a couple of years. Now we're going to fast forward here to 2020. Okay, of course COVID hit. And you know, the news is telling us, you know, there's going to be millions that die from this disease. And there's going to be millions of people that die from this disease. So in my mind, the way I rationalized it was, well, if there's going to be millions of people who die, my number may get called. So I need to start knocking out some of these bucket lists that I have, right? And the things that were on my bucket list was, you know, start a YouTube channel. You think you're funny. You make people laugh. So start your YouTube channel. All those little skits that you have in your head, you like seeing other people do them, you try it. So I tried it. I did a few skits during 2020, more so around the Christmas time. I would throw on one of five or six wigs that I have on, put on a face full of makeup, get in front of my camera, and just start talking about random stuff, right? Okay, this is fun. I'm doing it. Okay, I've done it. Then I said, okay, well, I'll start a podcast. This what you're listening to is a product of my bucket list, okay? And so, okay, I'll start a podcast. So I started Georgia On My Mind. In 2020, I did. And, okay, now I got a podcast under my belt. And I don't know if it was 2020 or 2021. I believe it was 2020 that I discovered painting. So then I discovered painting, and I really, really enjoy painting. Why? Because it reminds me a lot of when I was a kid, and I would be, you know, coloring, laying on my stomach with my feet kicked in the air, coloring in my coloring book. It was just relaxing. Wasn't nobody bothering me, and my mom or my dad or my grandma would walk past and see what I was doing and, you know, praise me for staying in the lines or how good it was, whatever. So I find joy in painting. Okay, I'm stuck with that for a little while. Still doing that, by the way. And I'm getting pretty good at it. And, you know, another creative outlet. What else? So I have a machine here that I've not been able to use, but eventually I do want to start to use it. I have a Cricut machine, because my husband and I would like to figure out a way to, you know, bring in some extra revenue. But it's also another way for me to express my creativity. I don't know if I want to do clothing. I don't know if I want to do greeting cards. I don't know what I want to do, but I know I want to do something with it, right? Because eventually we would like to start on some of these extra streams of income. And with all that said, here we are in 2022, and I find myself at a crossroad. I find myself at a fork in the road, because I'm one of those people that when I hone in on something, or when I find something that I like, somehow I'm good at it, you know? Singing. I've been singing since I was a kid. I think I was always destined to just enjoy and be pretty good at singing. Sometimes I sang, sometimes I sing, but, I think that was just kind of one of those default gifts that God gave me, like, okay, you're going to be good at singing. But I also picked up painting, and I'm really good at painting, and the more I paint, the better I get. And I'm sure that once I get over my, you know, insecurities about my appearance and, you know, things like that, I could probably do okay on YouTube. If I can get comfortable just speaking on camera, I could probably get pretty good with the YouTube space, or, you know, even just putting my face and personality together out there more. I probably could be pretty good at that. And I haven't even started on the Cricut machine and all the ideas that I have for, you know, the creative outlet. Ugh, that's just going to open up a whole nother can of worms. But my problem is, I am a Jackie of all trades. I'm a jack of all trades. And the second half of that is, you know, master of none. And my dilemma is, I'll start something. It'll be really fun. It'll be really exciting and new and interesting. And then I get bored. And then I move on to the next thing. And that is not serving me at all. So here I am at this fork, and I'm realizing that, okay, we're getting a little bit older here. You know, I'll be 40 at the end of this year, and that's cool. It's fine. But I want to hone in on at least one to two other things. Maybe, and two might even be pushing it, to be 100% honest with you. I want to focus in on at least one other thing, at least two. The reason why I say two is because I enjoy this podcast. I really, really do. But if you've been listening to me, if you've listened to most of these shows and you see the dates when they've come out, they're pretty few far and in between. I've joked in the past that I drop episodes like Beyonce drops albums, like whenever I feel like it. And I know that that's not fair to the listener, and I don't do it intentionally. But, you know, that's just how it's been up until now. And I know that you guys deserve better consistency from me, right? I deserve to give you better consistency, because I just want to feel that sense of accomplishment that consistency can give you. But I really have to hone in on what it is that I really want to do. Do I want to do YouTube videos? Do I really want to paint? Do I want to focus in on all the possibilities that my husband and I can come up with this Cricut machine? Do I want to focus primarily on this podcast? And like I said, I have the potential to be very, very good at each and every one of those things, but trying to do them all, something's gonna suffer, you know? The podcast may suffer if I choose to do the Cricut machine, because I'm gonna have to learn a lot, right? And then painting may take a back seat if I choose to create content in a visual form with just myself trying to be funny on camera with YouTube, because there's a lot of editing and things that need to take place with that. So I'm at a crossroad. You know, I almost caught this episode like, you know, this might be the last show, because I really need to figure out what it is I really want to do. And ideally, it would be one of those things and this podcast. But I really have to sit and be honest with myself. Because I really want to feel what that sense of achievement feels like from consistency. You know? Consistency is a sport. It's an endurance sport, you know? And I've never been a sporty girl. I've been a musician. Musicians are known for kind of being a little flaky. So I fit in there. I'm gonna be honest with myself. But, you know, I'm challenging myself at this time in my life to kind of rise to an occasion. And I wanna be the type of person that I admire. And all the people who I admire show a level of consistency that is very impressive. And I know that I can do that, And I'm gonna have to push through some of my, for lack of better words, excuses. And really dedicate myself to seeing one or two of these creative outlets through. And it's hard because I have an issue feeling like I'm letting go of one or two of them, because I know I have the potential to be good at all of them, but I can't be good at all of them at the same time. And I mean, it sounds crazy, but I'm having a hard time processing that. But at the same time, I'm very aware that I need to go on ahead and figure out what it is that I need to do. So yeah, I just wanted to get that off my mind, because it's a hard choice. Do I let my podcast go? Do I let painting go? Do I let YouTube go? Or do I sell this Cricut? You know? So I really need to take some time to figure that out, because I just need to figure it out. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for listening to me get that off my mind, because it's helpful to vent a little bit. Now, my previous episode, I shared with you all that venting becomes complaining if you have the same problem over and over again. So hold me accountable. We should not be having this same conversation 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, 2, 3, 4 months from now. We should not be having this same conversation. But I will say I'm human. I'm not trying to get myself a get out of jail free card, but I will say I am human. But I have to hold myself to the same standard that I like to hold my friends to and those that I love. So, with that being said, I'm gonna take the next week or so to figure out what it is that I want to do, and I'm gonna have to stick to it, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna let y'all know what I've decided, as hard as it's going to be, because even just saying those words, I decided, just in my mind showed me things being cut off. Oh, Lord. But you know what? Even with my plants, sometimes in order to help them grow, I got to cut off some stems and cut off some dead leaves. And that's what I need to do. All right, loved ones. Loved ones. Thank you guys for hanging out with me for another episode of JoJo on My Mind. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Hold me accountable. Next time we visit here, I will share with you the 1 to 2 things that I have chosen to continue to stay consistent to, because I believe I owe it to myself to see what the reward is like for consistently, like intentional consistency. I've done it before, but I'm adding an extra element of intention behind it this time. And so, hold me accountable. I would love for you guys to contact me, or, you know, send any questions, say, hey, just drop a line and say, hi, how you doing? Maybe if you like the show, even if you didn't like the show, let me know, whatever the case may be. You can reach out to me on TikTok. My name on TikTok is Georgia on My Mind, all one word, _podcast. So Georgia on My Mind, _podcast. And I would love to hear from you. Be nice. Don't be mean. Don't try to hurt my feelings, okay? Because I will block you with the quickness. But luckily, I've not had anybody reach out and be mean. So, you know, we want to keep that record going. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Of course, I always leave you guys with a little bit of advice. And it goes a little something like this. Pray. Talk to God. Meditate and let Him talk to you. Spread positivity and love everywhere you go in any way you can, and take care of one another, because we are all we got. And just to add a little bit to that, we don't know what other people are going through. So as much as you can, you know, greet people with kindness. I know we have to wear masks now. I think the mask mandate has lifted here in California, but we still wear them. Smile with your eyes. Just be kind. Let your energy be kind as much as you can, because we're all going through a lot, and kindness goes a very long way. So with that being said, loved ones, take care and good night.